Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Some time ago, I received a telephone call. Both its contents and its implications have stayed with me. Let me share both with you today, won't you? The prompting for that telephone call was a radio interview in which I was involved. The announcer asked for call-in questions from women. The contents of the telephone call? Well, first of all, the caller identified herself as the wife of a Bob Jones University student, but she kept her name anonymous. Then she voiced her complaint. She said in a very unhappy voice that Bob Jones University girl students were wearing backless shoes, and because they were, her husband felt tempted. What was my live radio answer to that lady that day? Well, I felt that I had to be rather noncommittal. I pointed out that here at Bob Jones University, we carry on a very careful supervision of our girls' dress. But at the same time, we did not feel that we should forbid backless shoes as being innately sinful. I tried to reassure her. I didn't want to be blunt and embarrass her. But, you know, over the months since that telephone call, I've thought upon it again so many times, and this would be my considered response. That lady, and so many like her, from whom I've heard in similar situations, is really misdirecting the criticism. Oh, now wait, I do feel sympathy for her real, legitimate concerns, for many of her burdens that she carries as the wife of a town student. But no, I am not sympathetic to her blame shifting. I would like to remind her that, yes, a Christian school does have responsibility to maintain standards of modest dress with our women, and we do. But ours, as a school, is not the primary responsibility to armor her husband. No, that responsibility lies with her, his wife. She armors his natural maleness, first of all by her appearance, keeping herself lovely so that he's not tempted by well-dressed, lovely girls outside. Her mental attributes help to armor him, or fail to armor him. Does she keep herself from vegetating mentally? Her attitude, for instance, jealousy, and her affection, all of those have a part in armoring her husband. Her affection, well, he needs to be accepted, admired, and adored, both verbally and physically. Christian ladies, every husband needs armoring every day, no matter what it is or where he's going outside the home. Sitting back and complaining about his study and or work environment is absolutely useless. We have the responsibility to buckle on his armor at home. How do we do it? Why, first, of course, through earnest, consistent, daily prayer for our man, and second, through warm, wifely loving. Those are the things that armor our husbands.
Listen daily for Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.